question regarding the how to approach the different states we're going through with our observation. So sometimes we have some desires and sometimes they're not fulfilled. So there's some craving and then aversion. Then sometimes it stabilizes and sometimes it fluctuates back again. I wonder if you have any advice of how when we kind of get stuck in aversion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not able to see the maybe the anatta aspect. Yeah, and then.
I think whichever angle you can come from it, like that anicca, dukkha, anatta are not, again, they're just sort of characteristics of all phenomena. And so that just seeing their impermanent, changing, unstable nature is sometimes enough. Sometimes seeing the discomfort, discontent that arises, seeing the dukkha aspect is enough to sort of click it, and or seeing the insubstantiality, it's not possible to say this is identify with this is truly me, this is truly mine, this is what I am. So seeing the not self aspect. It's sort of whatever angle, sort of you. There's some interest to look from, or some feeling of relevance. Then that works.
Is it wise to use memory in these moments when we feel kind of stuck?
Or anything that works. No, I mean, you want to draw on your resources. That's a really skillful use of memory, rather than going, there's this sort of reminiscing with longing or regret, sort of using memory to, I've seen this, I've done that, been there, done that. This is getting boring. So there's a memory of what one has experienced, and you can use memory to say, I've let go of this before, I've seen through this before, this hasn't satisfied before, and it really encourages one. So yeah, you want to encourage oneself to use that memory, which I think is a really useful application of wise attention, that yoni so manasikara, skillful reflection.
So when we sometimes feel overwhelmed, like the defilement seems stronger than us, we try to apply the wise attention, and somehow it's not strong enough compared to the force of the defilement. So is it okay to use force, or is it like creating a sort of aversion?
Well, I mean, I think one of the, there's a really good sutta, the Vitakka Santana Sutta, where the Buddha is giving techniques for dealing with thought, the thoughts that come up in the mind.
Which sutta?
Sutta 21, Majjhima. 19, 20, 21.
I think it's, yes, correct. I think it's 20.
It's 20.
20.
Majjhima 20. So that the Buddha gives five different ways of dealing with it. One is just sort of seeing, replacing, calming and settling, disregarding, distracting, diverting one's attention. And then the very last one is force. And it's sort of like when nothing else works, you you might want to try that. It's usually, it's not high on the list of skillful options. You know, even by the Buddha's own sort of lists.
This sutta is about the tense.
It's called the removal of distracted thought. I think it's sutta number 20, I think it is. The 18 is the one about conceptual proliferation, the honeyball sutta, and I think there's three of them altogether that are about very useful meditation teachings. And so I think the Vitakka Santana Sutta, that's
20. Sutta no Majjhima 20. Yeah, 18 is the Honeyball Sutta, excellent sutta in terms of dealing with thought proliferation. 19 is the two sorts of thinking. So those three are all really excellent suttas in terms of dealing with the thoughts in the mind, the thinking mind.